Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's time for War of the Roses. It's John, Jay, and Rich. I think we're talking to Tia. She thinks someone in her life is cheating. Tia, is it your husband? Is it your boyfriend? Whom?
Yeah, my husband. I've been together with him since high school, so it's my husband.
Okay.
So basically when my husband was at work, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I was cleaning, and I was picking up around the house, and I went into the office to straighten up, and so I saw a sticky note, and it had a checking account number on it, which is not ours. I'd never seen it, so I logged into it because I, of course. So I looked, and it only had his name on it with these multiple deposits to this one specific account. So I guess the deposits ranged anywhere from like 150 to like, I don't know, like $300. So I'm just confused. What's going on? That, like, who is he sending money to? Like, why is this money? It's a constant deposit. Like, you know, it's not just one or two, but it's constant. It's like every other week kind of a deposit of a couple $100.
So your mind goes straight to cheating, not something like, oh, maybe he's got, like, so my husband has a trainer and he pays him directly and he could do a direct deposit into his trainer's account, like something like that. But your mind doesn't go there. So is there anything else going on?
So my husband's very successful. He's done very well for himself and he has cheated on me before.
Oh,
but
okay.
But like in the last couple of years, he's really turned things around. And he's made an effort to make things better between us. And it really has been. And I hope that he's not going back to his old ways. But I guess I can't put it past him either.
Could he be saving for like a gift for you that he doesn't want you to know about?
No, I mean, I honestly don't think so.
Well, Mother's Day is
right
around
the corner. Yeah.
That's optimistic.
No, but when you send a deposit for something, it's a one large lump sum. It's not small deposits.
Unless you don't, I mean, like for me, if I'm saving up for something, like I'll actually start a separate account and I'll just put like little pieces in as long as I can until I reach the goal of whatever that is. And then when I get there, it's a big amount, but you know, sometimes I don't have the big amount right away, which is why I'm like saving up for it.
Mad respect for doing that.
Thanks.
I'm open to that. I would love that. That would be beautiful. And I'm hoping that it's that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys suggest that we do?
Well, I mean, you have to go with your intuition, especially if he's cheated in the past and you're getting those same feelings coming back. I know
that's
it's
the
best
hard part
check.
About it.
Yeah.
Like, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but that trust has already been broken before. So it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Let's give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because it's not like he hid the checking account number from you. You said it was on a post-it.
But he didn't tell her about it.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, it's like, do you, Tia, have your own accounts with your own money? Like your rainy day account?
We have a joint mutual checking and credit card account. So like everything we can see together. I mean, I help him do some bookkeeping and things like that. So that's why that's weird is that there was an account. I mean, I honestly, it looked like it wasn't just like laying out on the desk. It was like kind of under some papers. I was like moving things around. Like, I don't think left it there by accident. It was very suspicious. That's all I know.
I know my brain goes is like, what is he, sugar daddy? Like, what is he doing? You know what I mean? Because, you know, if someone's cheated on me before, then I've always got that in the back of my mind. As much as I would like to like push it out and forget it,
right,
like that stays with you.
You know, so I'm not a checking banking person, but I'm just guessing. Like if you find this number and you plug it in on the website to the bank and you see the deposits going in, do you see withdrawals going out as well?
No, you don't see that.
How come they don't put that on there, or you just didn't see it, or maybe there's no withdrawals? That's
no,
it.
No, it's. He's sending a deposit to an account. So he's sending money to one specific account.
Oh, so you don't know. Oh, I see what you mean. So he's sending from your account. He's sending money to another account.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Oh, so like it's like, who is that account? That's the thing.
Who's he paying? Exactly. So he's paying. Who's he paying that you don't know
about?
You
said about? $100?
No, it's like $150 to like $250. Like one of them was like $250. One of them was $150. One time it was $300. But it's been going. You can like scroll back and see that it's been going on and on and on and on. Ooh, and on.
Secret gambling site, maybe? That's what I'm hopeful for, so it's not an affair.
I mean, that's still either way, it's like shady activity for sure. Mm.
Okay. So what's your husband's name?
Adam.
Adam. Okay. All right. Let's get Adam on the line. We're going to see who he sends flowers to, because if the recipient of this money is definitely a woman, why wouldn't you send her flowers if you got free flowers? Like, this is the this is exactly what War of the Roses was created for. So sorry, Tia, that we're going to use you to find out, but you're actually using us, so shame on you.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I take it back.
No, don't.
Run on sentences for me, Tia. Run on sentences. All right, so we're going to get Adam on the line. We're going to get Adam on the line, and we're going to see who he sends the flowers to. War of the Roses continues next with John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich!
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. We got Tia on the line. She's been married to Adam. They've been together since high school. He cheated on her already a long time ago. He's very successful. She was cleaning up around the house, around his office, and found a checking account that he's been making deposits to weekly for a while. $100, $150, $300. And now she's concerned that maybe he's sending money to somebody else. Kyle brought up the fact that maybe he's a sugar daddy. Could be. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Rich is saying maybe he's got a gambling problem. Who knows? One way to find out is offer him a dozen beautiful red roses. Who can he send them to? Does he send them to his wife, Tia? Does he send them to somebody else? Let's find out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello?
Hi, is Adam available?
This is him.
Oh, yay. So, Adam, it's kind of your lucky day. My name is Mila. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. So you actually got chose to be part of a pretty exciting promotion. We'd love for you to be a micro-influencer for us. So what this means for you, Adam, is you get to send our most romantic bouquet of roses. It's a dozen red velvet roses. And to whoever you want, it's totally free for you, Adam. And all we ask in return is that you help post us on whichever social media platform you use the most, or just tell as many friends about J&R Flowers, if you will.
That sounds easy enough to me.
Yeah, it's very simple. And like I said, these roses, it's our pure passion bouquet, so it definitely makes a statement to whoever you choose to send them to. And it sounds like you're interested, so I won't take a whole lot of your time. We will send the roses out in a really beautiful crystal vase with a nice little card. You let me know the message you want to write on there. And, you know, this is just your chance to personalize it. Some people get fun, flirty, sexy, you know, downright X-rated. It doesn't matter. I've seen it all. let me know what you want on that card, and we can get them out this morning.
Let's say... I absolutely loved our lunch date, and I cannot wait to spoil you like you never have been spoiled before.
Oh, to spoil like never before. Okay, and did you want a love, Adam? What sort of salutation?
Let's just say Lacey.
Lacey, Adam.
Hello? What is this? What is that? What's going on?
It is your wife, Tia. I called the radio station. I looked at your checking account. I couldn't figure out why you'd be sending money out randomly. Oh, who is Lacey, Adam? You better tell me right now, I swear. I am leaving you right now, and I will never look back. Who is Lacey?
Oh, my God. Like, seriously. I mean, can't we just...
Tell me right now.
Let me get home. Let me get home. We'll talk about this in private.
No. All my stuff will be out of the house before you get back home.
Seriously, I'll tell you everything. Tell me who Lacey is.
So tell me.
I swear, I will tell you everything. Just let me get home and we'll talk.
No, you're not getting home. I will lock the doors. I will get a call a locksmith, or I will just be out of the house. Tell me who she is now. You went to lunch with somebody, and then you sent her money?
Babe, what happened? Babe. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Look.
Sleep right now.
She is just some younger girl. I met her online. And she means nothing. I mean, we had lunch a couple of times. And, I mean, truthfully,
so you had lunch a couple of times and then you sent her money.
Hey, she means nothing. All right. She means nothing. It was lunch. No big deal. I mean, we'll talk about this. Just let me get home.
No, we're not talking about this when you get home. We're going to talk about this right now. So you would cheat on your wife with some random girl that you're probably her sugar daddy or whatever. She's probably a sugar baby. You met her on a sugar baby site or something. I can't even believe you, Adam. I thought we were past this. Working so hard.
Sweetheart, it was only lunch. I swear to you. I mean,
You're ridiculous. You sent her money several times. And now you're sending her flowers. Okay? I do not believe you. Okay? If you really love me, you should have really signed a prenup like your mom told you to, because I promise you that I am going to make you regret this.
I believe her.
As you should.
We'll talk about it when I get home.
There's no talking. Get your lawyer. This is it. Done. Send your flowers. Go have dinner with Lacey. I'm sure she'll enjoy it.
I don't know what to say. We'll talk about it when I get home.
No, you're going to call your lawyer. That's what I just told you.
I'll see you soon. We'll talk about it when I get home.
No, I'm going to be gone.
Okay. I'm on my way. I'll see you in a minute.
No, I'm not going to be here. I'm literally leaving. I'm grabbing my stuff. I'm leaving the house right now. I know how long it takes you to get home, and I will be gone. Call your lawyer and call your girlfriend, Lacey.
Hey, babe, I'll see you in a minute. I love you.
Boy, so crazy.
Awkward. Oh, my gosh.
All right. All right. Bye, Adam.
Tia, do you have someone to call that can help you? That way, if you don't want to see him, you know, you can try to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm already texting my sister. I'm so mad right now. Yeah.
We're really sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for this. I mean, I don't even know if I would have approached him, he would have probably lied, and I would have believed him. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If he does go meet her for lunch, it's going to be probably awkward lunch.
It won't be a good lunch.
It won't be a good lunch. It's going to be on a...
Okay, that was funny, but I'm not...
The good news is you got your sister, you've got a support system, yeah. And you know what? You'll work it out. You sound really tough.
Yeah. You got your answers. So.
What if you're like, oh, go to your lunch. I hope your food comes late.
Like you had there's a hair in your sandwich.
I hope they screw up your order. It's over between us.
I hope they give you curly fries when you ordered regular. Yeah.
That's your slam. And he's like, how dare you? But he is off. No, I'm just trying to cheer you up. Just trying to cheer you up, Jinx. Just trying to cheer you up.
Same thing.
Sorry, Tia.
We're here for you.
Thank you guys so much.
Not really here for you. Like when we hang up with you, probably won't talk to you again.
I mean, we're here.
We will. Maybe we have a lawyer. Do you know?
You won't.
You have lawyer. Kyle and I will. Lawyer friends. We can help you.
I might still be paying one.
I mean, Rich has been through this, so he can help you.
All right, Tia. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's War of the Roses, John Jane Rich.